Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good evening and welcome to North State Now. Yes, it's the first Thursday of the month. Sometimes, you know, when a show is really, really good, we will definitely run it again because we love to have our archives with the magic shows. And I think you're in for something really special tonight. Good evening, everybody. This is Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is always your talk radio. And one of the things I do love about doing the radio is serving the North State and giving information through the radio airwaves about people, places, and things that are really exciting to me. They're my personal testimonials to share with you, people that I want you to know about that I think that can improve your life, your health, your wealth, we're all about elevating ourselves, are we not? Let's do a shout-out to our sponsors. I want to thank our friends over at Wonderland Signs. Wonderland Signs helped us really create our logos and our cards and everything that we do here with North State Now as well as KCNR. And happy to be on the airwaves with you tonight. And I've asked my companion and to be my co-host, and that's Carl Bott.
My companion? My companion. You know what? Why don't you just ask our dog to come in then? You know, or the horse. Why don't we just have our horse, the companion horse, come in?
You know, I mean, chicken.
There you go. I mean, no, companion.
I have to say, my mate. Oh, you're right. Look, you didn't let me finish. Okay. Anyway, so
that's because you paused.
We do the morning show, but you know, one Thursday a month, I get to do a show, and I usually do it on my own. But I ask you to be here because I think it's important, from a male perspective, to go into some of the topics we're going to be talking about tonight as well. So with me is Dr. James Taggart. With us tonight is Dr. James Taggart from Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. Good evening.
Good evening.
And also, you are in the emergency room physician at Shasta Regional Medical
Correct.
Center.
Yep. You're
so
the chief.
Chief.
You
You're
wear
chief,
a lot of hats, and you started this other business as well tonight, who is a physician's assistant with you, is Ron Poley.
Good evening.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
I know we have a wealth of, you both have a wealth of knowledge taking us tonight on many topics, but one of them is I know that we've got the ketamine cowboy with us.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
And people are like, "What is
don't
it?"
Ever say anything in front of her if
no,
you don't want it to come out.
No, but we could say that with a because we're talking about health and wellness, and ketamine is just one of the very few things that seems to be kind of like a main. Like getting known for something in Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, but you also do many things like vitamin infusions. And I have my personal testimony is that I have been doing the vitamin infusions, which I think I feel that have made a significant shift in my health and my wellness. And when I walk away and I haven't done it for a month, I feel the difference with foggy brain, tired, more fatigued, and that the vitamin infusions definitely do make a difference. I just have to say to our listening audience that if you're in a place right now where you're feeling kind of stuck, that Dr. Taggart and the team over at Shasta Meadows Wellness Center can help with that.
Yes. You know, this all started off with me providing ketamine for mental health, and I was very interested in providing services for people that were not getting well. And then I realized that one's health is more than just mental, it's physical and sexual also. And so we quickly expanded our services to include those things, you know, physical health, sexual health. And so that's where we're at now.
And you've studied, I'm sure, when because it you know, there's a backstory where it touched you physically as far as in your
personal life.
That there was mental illness or sadness, and try to study like where that comes from. Could it be a chemical imbalance? What is that all about? And found there was a correlation of helping one to maybe get through something with ketamine.
Yep. Yeah, it really helps get through.
What is ketamine, though, for people that say?
Ketamine is an anesthetic, and it's an analgesic, so it's a pain medication. It sedates you, and we provide it in doses that causes a dissociative state. It can be difficult for people to describe, but it's been shown that that dissociative state allows them to work through past trauma, get through their depression so that they can make changes in their life to get well. So whether that's exercising or being able to work through relationships. That's really what
it kind of gets people. It helps people. It gives them a free. It's not a free pass, but what it does is it helps people get past that depression, and they can kind of, when they leave, they've got this feeling of
well-being.
Unblocked.
Yeah.
And so, enter Ron Poley. Let's talk about in the practice that you have that's directly across from Shasta Regional Medical Center there on East, nice facility, second floor. Let's talk about what happens and how did the two of you come together in this practice?
For the past 12 years, I've worked in the psych world. Mostly inpatient psych facilities where we do 5150s, and we take care of mentally ill patients. And so our paths have crossed over a period of time, and so we start working with ketamine together, and then we start getting involved with men's health, aesthetic practice, and wellness. They've all kind of merged together into this perfect harmony.
So when you were talking earlier, Dr. Taggart, because I know that you're dealing with men's health as well, both of you, when we talk about sexuality, how much in the psyche does the depression affect libido?
Significantly.
Yes. I mean, it's all interrelated. I don't have the statistics, but depression is a major cause for sexual dysfunction, whether it be in men or women. And then you've got the lifestyle, the smoking, the diet, obesity, and all these things are interrelated. So, and we've got a lot of modalities that we can use specifically for men's health and women's health, but treating one's sexual dysfunction, erectile dysfunction, it's not just a pill. It's that has a lot of side effects like the Viagra and Cialis. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of modalities that don't have any side effects other than the outcome that you want, which is, improved erections, prolonged erections, improved orgasm, improved sexual drive. And then we could get into those different modalities that we use.
So one of the medical terms that we use is anhedonia, which means loss of enjoyment in life.
Oh, okay. So say that word again.
Anhedonia.
Isn't that an interesting... I don't think I've heard that word. Anhedonia.
Yeah, which means...
It sounds like it's Greek.
Which means, let's go fishing. Nah, it's not going to be fun.
So,
let's fool around tonight. Why?
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about anhedonia. Let's break that down a little bit more with Poley and Taggart at Shasta Wellness Medical Center. Shasta Wellness. We'll be right back. Very superstitious. Writing on the wall. Very superstitious. Let us not just fall. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
And welcome back to our evening show here on KCNR. This is North State Now. Of course, this is Linda Bott. We do the first Thursday of the month, where I really like to bring in on the Thursday night show things to like where you can go eat and theater and film and people who own businesses or things to help you become better, feel better, what to read that's like on the top of the list, that kind of thing. Just like what's fun, what's happening. And for me, what's really happening is a place that I'd like to turn you on to, and that's called Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. So I'm here with Dr. Taggart and Ron Poley, who are practicing in Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. When we took a break, we were talking to Ron Poley, and we were discussing different things about our health, where we go if we're stuck physically, if we're not feeling well, if, you know, we started talking about sexuality, I guess, of all things. Here we are on Thursday night talking about being stuck in not performing or feeling good, and how psychologically, if you're off, that can really affect so many levels of your life.
including their relationship. If that's not good, you're not going to have a good bedroom life.
Well, the relationship starts with yourself first.
Sure.
So if you're not happy or feeling good within yourself, when somebody's wanting to engage with you and you don't feel like engaging back, or I'm talking about now just not personally, as a person, then that's when one would feel flat, I would think. Mm-hmm. Just not anything coming up.
You feel empty and not fulfilled during those events.
Yes. All right. And so what is your specialty, besides the fact you've been in the psych world? I mean, if you've been in the psych world, you've been, what would you say is your expertise?
So we're working with men's health, which includes working with testosterone replacement, working with weight, sleep apnea, prostate issues, alcohol and drugs, diabetic and cardiovascular disease. What's interesting, which I'm going to actually read this so I don't mess this up.
All right, please
do. So your listeners get the impact of this. Erectile dysfunction is a predicted potential future cardiovascular event. ED development is a precursor to symptomatic coronary artery disease with an average of 39 months of lead time. 65 to 80% increase of subsequent coronary artery disease. ED is the most robust predictive of silent coronary artery disease. One of our cardiologists on staff says that if you have true ED or significant ED, he considers it a positive treadmill test. It's a positive risk factor for men. For heart disease. And if you've got blocked coronary arteries in the heart, you probably have blocked coronary arteries
elsewhere.
Yes. So it's a significant.
I don't know if anybody's ever really done the correlation or heard that correlation. You hear like it's a, you know, the ED of like if you're taking certain medications, that if you're a diabetic or different kinds of medications can be an effective, what do you want to call it, like a marker but not to ever hear about the correlation with the heart.
If you're going to the doctor and you're just getting a pill, remember, it's like putting a Band-Aid on cancer. You may be missing coronary artery disease. This study was huge. Looking at retrospectively at men and cardiovascular disease.
So in your clinic, are you, somebody may come in saying, okay, I have ED or I'm just feeling flat or I'm not feeling good. They come in and what do you guys do? Do you do like a full testing? Somebody walks in, then what?
An extensive history, which includes diabetes, pelvic trauma, prostate issues, right? A higher incidence of ED with men who have been molested, which is a subject that we don't talk about,
mm-hmm.
or sexually battered. So we take a look at this extensive history, and then we do lab tests. We look at your testosterone level. We want to see it above 300 at minimum. We also want to rule out diabetes and cardiovascular events. And so you may not get a pill. You may get a referral to a cardiologist. You may get a referral to a therapist before we actually kind of treat with a pill. We also have a machine called Gentle Pro and lots of studies that came out in 2010. And it's really picked up, but it's using the same technology that we use with lithotripsy to break up kidney stones. And we use this technology in orthopedics. I have a whole orthopedic profile that we use, but we also use it in ED. And it creates a microtrauma, which creates angiogenesis and revascularization. So it's not just a pill.
It treats the pathology.
Yeah.
Right. It's not a Band-Aid, but it treats the pathology locally around the penis and its vascularity. It's not going to fix your heart disease, right? And we will provide referrals to cardiologists and lifestyle changes, blood work, lipid profile, hormone profile. So we do all those things. And then if they're interested in improving their sexual function, we've got the Gentle Pro, which is an acoustic wave therapy. It's painless, you know, no side effects. It's short. It you do it in 15, 20 minutes. And then
it
causes some neurotrauma that releases, prostaglandins and other factors that are required for vascular growth and promotion of vascular veins, arteries. And then we have peptides, we have exosomes, and then of course everything else that goes around to helping improve one's overall general health.
Are there certain ages that are more important? You're finding in your practice it's all ages.
All ages.
What is the testosterone? We talked a little bit about this, is the testosterone level for people. I mean, there's this, if you're from here to here, that's where you should be.
LabCorp is 260 to 900.
Yeah, yeah.
The Urology Association says anything above 300 needs to be treated. Well, if you're treating just a lab test, great. But we treat patients, and so there's the androgen deficient aging male scale. Mm-hmm. And so if you get 3 out of 10 or 1, you get several of those key questions and you answer positively, then we actually treat no matter what the number is.
Okay.
This is what I believe 100%. And I have felt like this now for the last, 20, maybe 30 years, where, you can't really follow the numbers. I mean, the numbers are part of it, but there's such a big overall, like my DNA and your DNA and this pill that I'm taking will not be the same for the other person. It could be the same, like say, for instance, hypothetically, or an analogy would be, say, I got a headache, this other person has a headache. Well, here's your one. But one pill does not fix all. It's so much deeper than that of what can happen with aches. When we use the word fibromyalgia, I hate to even use the term because of fibromyalgia is a blanket statement for any kind of pain, chronic pain, constant pain, right? So when you start to say I've got fibromyalgia or somebody has fibromyalgia, it's just there's so many other things that it can be. So this is what I love about you stating this today about the numbers with the lab. If you're going to just look at the lab, but when you treat the patient, you're going into so many other levels of what those numbers really mean for that patient.
Absolutely. You do have to treat the whole patient, not just a number. I have a friend of mine. I spoke to him this morning. He feels comfortable at 800, right? Anything less than that, that's his goal, his target. And there's a lot of misnomers that it causes cancer. It may increase the risk for prostate cancer. And if that's true, every 20-year-old, which is the highest time you have your testosterone elevated, would be running around with prostate cancer. In fact, we're using it even after they're treated for prostate cancer. So it's really, and I actually believed that at one point, but there's nothing in the literature that supports that.
Hmm.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, because I think everybody's heard that if you get testosterone treatments, that it can increase your chances, mm-hmm. but obviously not.
No. Okay.
It's a myth.
Well, we do have to take a break. We're going to come back again with our next segment. We're going to go into the infusion therapy. And what does infusion therapy mean? What does it look like? And what are the benefits, et cetera, here on KCNR? This is North State Now with Linda Bott. And Carl Bott is with me, too, the man I sleep next to every night. who I share my life with. We're here with Dr. Taggart and Ron Poley from Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
And welcome back to our show here. This is Linda Bott, and we're here at, you can only hear what happens at the breaks. It's always the breaks that, you know, we could take the bloopers out from the breaks and have just a blast with our shows. KTNR, welcome to our evening show here at North State Now. It's Linda Bott, and Carl is with me tonight.
I am.
As we've got two really wonderful people here that are doing great work in the North State at Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, located on East, and that is Ron Poley, who is a physician's assistant, along with Dr. Taggart. And, you know, in the Shasta Meadows Wellness, there's a lot of stuff that we talked at in the first segments, but I really want to shift, if we can, over to infusion treatments. If one could go on, the website and look at, vitamin infusions, let's talk about the infusions and how, you started to do. Did you start with ketamine and then go to vitamins, or did you?
Yes.
How did that work?
Yeah. It started off with providing the ketamine, and then I had done a lot of research, and obviously a lot of these infusion centers have been. Or nutrient therapy has been popping up all over the country, and it's been a big fad. But really what we do is direct our choice of nutrients based on what the patient's needs are, you know. So obviously someone can just come in and say, oh, I want this or I want that, like it's a menu. But we tend to tailor our infusion, nutrient infusion practice to the patient and what they may need.
So can you share, because you, I know when I had reached out to you and you texted me like a menu of all the stuff that was in one of the treatments, and I would flip back and forth because I was doing it weekly. So this week I would do, and it's been like a month and a half, and I did test. I haven't had COVID in 3 years, but I ended up testing positive, so that's one of the reasons I wasn't in. So I'm really ripe now, ready to get back in and just get my body full of the nutrients. I feel like I'm just not getting that oomph with my food, etc. So can you share, like, what, like with one of the infusions, it's what? It's vitamin C's and B.
Vitamin C and vitamin B. It's not the super high dose vitamin C, what people would call high dose vitamin C. Although I have done that, but it's not as simple as just putting in vitamin C, and giving it to a patient, the higher doses. But, the vitamin C is 15 grams. The vitamin B is high doses of all the vitamin Bs. Also contains some magnesium, and it generally promotes. It does promote, in my experience, people feel better. They have more energy, more focused, and improves their immune system. And it's immediately bioavailable, you know. So, I mean, you can go to a health food store and see all these nutrients and vitamins that are, people are selling, but a lot of them, they're taking it, but they're not, body isn't able to utilize it, whether it's not absorbed or whether it's digested. And so some of the other things we provide, alpha-lipoic acid.
That would have been the second one, I think, the switching between the two.
Which is a huge anti-inflammatory.
There we go.
Anti-inflammatory antioxidant. Then you've got the glutathione, which is a precursor to N-acetyl, to basically the production of ATP in your energy, and it's also a huge antioxidant.
So the first, I want to share this with our listeners, the first vitamin infusion I had, because I've been having like shoulder issue, and I kept thinking, what is this persistent? And I think, actually, think about it now, I was thinking about this as I was leading our horse the other day, and I was pulling this horse with it's the right arm, that there was an angle, and I thought, well, maybe that's it, because I've only had this horse, where we've had this horse now, going up to August will be 3 years. And that's about when this popped up at this particular area. So with a certain angle of lifting the shoulder up, when I did the vitamin infusion, the next day, I remember talking to Carl. I was in the bedroom, and I lifted my arms for something, and I did not have pain.
Well, I mean, that's fantastic. I don't know. I can't say that it was the infusions, but people do feel better after a lot of these infusions. You know, the alpha-lipoic acid is also associated. It's been shown to help treat peripheral neuropathy, diabetic peripheral neuropathy. So a lot of the patients that I have come in for particular pain syndromes and they're getting ketamine, I recommend some of these other nutrient, you know, infusions because they're anti-inflammatory, mm-hmm. right? And that's, so we do a lot of work with other nutraceuticals that people can purchase through specialty labs/pharmacies. And so, you know, the glutathione, the alpha-lipoic acid, a lot of these patients that have chronic pain, a lot of it's an inflammatory response to trauma or surgery. And that's been, people seem to respond well, their pain responds well to that when I add it to the ketamine.
Do you do you see that you have a lot of veterans?
Yes, we take referrals from the VA for ketamine infusion and also TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation. So we get referrals from the VA every week. And we also do, the other thing is peptides. You know, peptides are used for everything from weight loss to erectile dysfunction to orthopedic problems like your shoulder. We just have so many modalities. So, you know, we treat patients. Every patient is an individual, and every individual has different needs, whether it's based on their genetics, biochemistry, lab work, lifestyle. So
if someone like myself walked in and they heard, oh, I heard your program, I want to make an appointment, I heard your program about, or my husband and I, let's say, first thing is like a lady or a guy, I want to feel better, and I'm liking what I'm hearing about all of the above as far as infusions. What, when they come in, do they sit down with you and then you do a history and then do you do blood work or do you ask them to bring blood work? How does it work?
It depends what the patient wants. You know, if patient is looking to address certain goals, so what we'll do is we'll have them make an appointment, get an idea when they, on their first call, what it is they're looking for, what it is their goals are. Then they can come in and meet with Ron or I, and we'll go over a history and physical and figure out what their goals are and then, you know, provide them mm-hmm. options.
Now, in your infusions, is this, or is it the ketamine that helps in with men and their physiology? Is that the right, correct term? I'm not really sure.
Ketamine is really focused on just mental health and chronic pain.
Okay, so when we talk about testosterone, is that through a pill or is that the pellet? Is it, how do you do that?
Yeah, I don't use pellets. I'm just not a big fan of them personally and speaking from a professional standpoint, I think a better route of testosterone is an injection. You have the androgel, you know, gel that people can use, but that has a few downsides to it also. So we really lean towards the injection. And a lot of – there's such a huge – variety in the way which physicians, you know, prescribe it, right? Mm-hmm. So give it, I've seen it once a month, I've seen it once every 2 weeks, but to prevent those peaks and valleys, it's really better to be taken every 3 or 4 days. So, and
all
it's
right.
And it's easy.
Shall we take a break? We've got one more segment.
Yeah.
We've got one more segment. All right, so...
You still have like 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
We're here with Dr. Jim Taggart and Ron Poley from the Shasta
Meadows Wellness Center. They're located on East Avenue, and you can call 530-500-0634 or 530-215-3745. I know you've got questions. You're writing them on
there. I'm just enthralled by this because I've seen the difference it's made with Linda in the vitamin infusions. But there's other things you add to it. And then the things that Ron's talking about, as men age, your testosterone goes down as you age. And so that's tough for a lot of people who live a very active life. Then all of a sudden you're taking naps at 2 in the afternoon.
Well, and also it makes you feel depressed. You know, I've, what happened was, you know, I was having some of these patients come in and, they're depressed and I'm giving them ketamine and I'm like, oh, this person really needs testosterone, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And so, and that's sort of how things have really, just expanded because you just can't treat, you know, one disease with one approach,
right?
Right? And there's no magic bullet for any of this stuff. And so it takes a more of a comprehensive approach.
Well, besides sexual, besides opening yourself or besides enhancing or bringing back the sexual desire and the performance capability, what else does testosterone do for the body?
Well, it's
how about that when we come back?
Okay.
I love it. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about testosterone here on North State Now.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And welcome back to our last segment here on North State Now. In case you haven't figured it out, I love Casey and the Sunshine Band. It's a dream to just have them come to Reading and have all my friends come and party till we can't walk. And we're going to definitely need testosterone shots for that. Every kind of energy. Well, I just want to dance all night.
The problem is that Casey and the Sunshine Band is all in walkers right now.
No, they're not. You know what? I get I see them on the reels, and I get snippets from them because I follow them. And they're just like, they're with it, baby.
Linda has invited me to be her co-host today.
Thank you for joining us on this Thursday evening, North State Now. And we are here with two wonderful doctors and physician assistants, Ron Poley and Dr. James Taggart, who have Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. We talked about ketamine. We've talked about
vitamin infusions.
And so, Ron, let's talk about
erectile dysfunction.
Right. We've talked about, testosterone and how important that is. Well, let's talk about depression. That's in your field.
Yeah. So I actually, we kind of picked up on it earlier, but I listened to a lecture, and there's a physician over his career has taken over 70 men off antidepressants and treated them with testosterone. And typically the first line drug with to treat depressants are SSRIs, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Effexor, Lexapro. And these medications, one of the causes of ED is SSRIs. So now you're depressed. We give you a medication.
It just gets worse.
Yeah, right? We make you worse. So that's often one of the reasons people quit their medications is due to side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, testosterone plays a big role in mental health in men. And depression, muscle mass, energy.
That improves your energy, improves your sense of well-being, improves, you know, obviously the fatigue. It retains muscle mass, and you gain muscle mass. And so, you know, as we get older and we notice as we get older, we start gaining weight, right? And that's one of the reasons is because our testosterone level as we get older slowly declines. And so, you know, to maintain that weight and prevent, you know, what we call metabolic syndrome, you really need to be looking at your testosterone level, you know, and exercise and
it's the circle.
Yep.
You got to do it all. You got to work out, you got to watch what you eat, but then
testosterone is key. Hormones.
Yeah. Right.
Hormones are key. And we look at all the hormones when we do our blood work, our profile.
But remember, when we're using testosterone, we're not using, you know, huge doses like they.
You're not juicing like yeah, you know yeah. with the no, when you watch no. the big body builder pumpers.
There's significant you know side effects from taking too much.
Right.
Well, that's why it's important then to have the blood testing and then to see how it works. It's
called roid rage, right?
Yeah.
Well, when you you're talking about for men, but for women, testosterone.
Well, testosterone is important for women too, but just at much lower levels, you know. So we check the testosterone level in women also.
Yeah.
And we'll you know treat them if we feel it's necessary based on their symptoms and their blood work.
So if they're at a zero, like no testosterone, then do you introduce it slowly? How do you go about like doing that? Looking at that.
Well, you could look at injections also, or a gel, but again, there's downsides, you know, downsides to that. And so it's similar in the sense, treating men, but it's just different dosing.
And finally,
just until you have to shave every day on your face.
Like after you walk out of the Cypress Square barbershop.
There's an old joke.
Okay, so we are with, Ron Poley and Dr. James Taggart with Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. Let's talk about some closing thoughts, on this walk of life. Ron, we'll start with you.
Well, I think it's important that you look at the whole person. You not only address weight, smoking, sleep apnea, the psychological aspect of one's health, take a look at substance abuse and rule out any other contributing factors that could be causing any medical problems. Hormone therapy, right? Changing your diet, right? Never makes sense to. Everybody thinks, you know, I can take Lipitor, but I don't have to change my diet. Well, it doesn't work that way. It never makes sense for me to watch you run down the road and then stop and have a cigarette. Doesn't make sense. Yeah, that's the way we often treat a lot of our patients. We don't take a look at the whole person and
yeah.
treat them that way.
Well, people go and see doctors nowadays, and they've got like 10 minutes in there.
With five.
In many times.
Yeah,
so,
it's difficult.
And over at your place, I mean, you get as much time as it takes. So,
yes.
final thoughts, Dr. Tag.
Well, I agree with Ron. I recommend that anyone that is not feeling better and for whatever the reason may be, whether it's physical, mental, or sexual, that they give us a call and see how we may be able to help them. And we're flexible with scheduling, and like you said, we have the time to spend with them.
I think that's an important thing to mean when you're talking to somebody to get just to find out, because what they think is a normal thing is going to raise a flag for you.
Yeah, that's we talk about numbers and how a lot of times when you with medical care, this is just my personal feeling, is that in medical, a lot of times you've got 5 minutes. They look at the numbers. You're fine. There may be a red flag. Couple questions. I had my first Medicare full physical the other day, and that
Medicare.
Was yeah.
Did they lower the age to 39?
Thank you. I love you. Can you come back again?
Must be the vitamin infusion.
It was so weird. I mean, they asked me three words, and that I really couldn't remember the third one. I mean, it was Apple Watch Penny, and he started taking all these things, and then they asked me, what were the three words? And I was like, Apple Watch, and can't remember the third one, but I said, I hate tests. I'm stressed out over the tests, you know. So
one more time, your address, your phone numbers, and these guys, Dr. Taggart and Ron, they've started this business because there is a need for it out there.
And
it's
there's
already
such
helping.
A huge
there's
need,
a huge
especially
thing.
For mental
and,
health.
And my fellow veterans coming down there that are having some problems with PTSD, but anybody, as we know, can have PTSD and how this has helped them. So.
Yes, so we're located in the East Street Positions Building in the same parking lot as the Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're on the second floor, suite 210. You could give us a call, look us up on the internet at ShastaMeadowsWellnessCenter.com. And our phone number is 530-6-0634.
Okay.
Well, thank you for being with us tonight. Again, this is North State Now, and Linda Bott and Carl's with me tonight on our first Thursday evening of the month. A good chance that we'll probably run the show again because it's such valuable information, and it's my personal testimony too that I have had the vitamin infusions at Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. I think that they've been amazing. They've really helped me at many levels. I'm going back again because you mentioned something earlier. I wanted to say this before we stop, that you said used to be that you could do one orange. And get
The nutritional value of our food isn't what it used to be 20 years ago. It's just so.
Yeah, the oranges, even the oranges are different like that.
The oranges, and you can taste the difference, right?
And you can taste the same. 10 oranges to get the same amount of nutrition
I think it was 7 or 8 oranges to equal the one orange that we used to eat, 20, 30 years ago. 4 apples to eat the one that we used to eat 20 years ago.
Wow. I mean,
you can't buy an apple like we used to pick when I was growing up.
And get the nutritional value of what it is. Food feels bland and bleached to me these days. So that's why I think the vitamin infusions are just really an important thing. But thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
And giving us your expertise input tonight on our show.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. We're going to close it off. Thanks, Liam, for being at the helm and signing off here on North State Now. See you guys in the next month.
hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.